In Los Angeles, some experimental features have been popping up in movie theaters. There's a theater offering a 4D experience, and another with something called a panoramic setup, multiple screens. It's all part of a plan to keep those of us who still go out to the movies entertained. NPR's Sam Sanders takes a look at what these innovations tell us about today's movie industry.
There's really no way to adequately describe on the radio what a 4D movie experience feels like, but I will try. I went to see Guardians of the Galaxy in 4D at the Regal Cinemas LA Live Theater. The seat moved up and down and side to side. There were strobe lights on the walls, fog and little jets of water spraying over the seats. Bubbles floated down from the ceiling. But what really stood out, the puffs of air blowing by my ears out of vents built into the headrests to simulate wind. Here. You hear it? Those three little psst, psst, psst. That was it. After the movie, I caught up with Jennifer and Colin McKenzie. They also got fogged and spritzed and windblown.
So how was it?
A lot like a roller coaster, I think.
I don't think there was enough. I think there should be, like, definitely more rain, and they didn't use a lot of the lighting.
There are lots of new toys coming down the line, like new immersive sound systems for theaters with over 50 speakers. There's even a theater in the works by some students at Cal Arts that has a 360-degree, fully panoramic dome screen. Amir Malin is an analyst with Qualia Capital. He says this is all happening because the American box office has kind of topped out. The number of people actually going to see movies is still high, but Malin claims that number has peaked.
I wouldn't say that box office is trending down. Exhibition domestically, we're staying at relative levels.
But the amount of money movies take in keeps creeping higher pretty much every year. Malin says he knows why.
Any increase in revenue is largely due to increase in ticket pricing.
So it's not about getting more people in seats. The blockbusters of today actually have fewer viewers than the biggest movies of, say, two decades ago. That means it's about making the people still in the seats pay more. So every new feature is an excuse to raise ticket prices. And Malin says theaters have to try even harder now because they're up against a lot of new competition.
There's definitely concern on the part of exhibitors and whether they're going through a dinosaur phase right now, heading towards extinction.
The amount of time movies are exclusively in theaters is shorter. There are more ways and places you can watch movies, on your phones or your tablet. Malin says Americans are kind of overscreened. And TV has gotten really good and is more of a direct competitor with movies. And so, theaters look for the next new thing to make you have to come through their doors. But not everyone is on board with all these changes.
We didn't get 3D, so we're not getting 4D.
That's Mike Hurley, an independent movie theater owner in Maine. For him, a lot of these new bobbles and whistles, like 4D, are just too much.
You know, there is really only so much a movie theater can spend on new toys that people come up with.
Hurley, in fact, had to fundraise just to get enough money together to help his theaters make the transition to digital recently. Stephen Lighthill also feels some of these new features are unnecessary. He's a professor of cinematography at the American Film Institute Conservatory. Lighthill says theaters may be in an extra hurry to innovate right now, but new wacky features finding their way into cineplexes has been happening for a while.
There always have been the two trends where one person says, we got to make better movies. And another person will say, we got to find a better technology.
Remember Smell-O-Vision? Lighthill says, ultimately, no one theater gadget will save the industry, but a few things might.
I think the answer for the whole industry is to have an eclectic array of films and events to watch at theaters.
Events. More and more theaters are hosting things other than movies in their space. Live casts of the opera, even video gaming competitions. In the meantime, there will continue to be new inventions to keep theaters one step ahead. I saw some preview clips of the film Maze Runner at a panoramic theater in L.A. It had three screens on three walls. Ted Shilowitz works for Barco, the company that created the panoramic setup. I had to ask him about one thing.
For a few seconds, I was a little dizzy.
Yep. If it was too intense, our recommendation is move a little further back in the theater. If you want something more intense, come closer.
Come closer. That's pretty much what all these theaters and all their new tricks are asking us to do. Sam Sanders, NPR News.